We're discussing supporting a letter. It's been recommended to us by the Planning Commission to make some proposed changes, amendments to the Tongass Land and Resource Management Plan. So we're still in that discussion. And do either Assemblymember Lynn or Loganakis have a question for Mr. Kinsinger, who was on the Planning Commission? Are we good? I don't know that we have any questions now, Dave, but
I have a proposed amendment to the letter.
Okay, all right, so.
Okay, what I would move that we change this would be on paragraph 3 on the second page. It starts with, "There are no high production mills in Petersburg." Go to the very last sentence where it says, "The proposed plan amendments do not provide supply in the sector for this sector." I would drop after everything after amendment and modify that to say, "Needs to encourage local small-scale industry."
So the last sentence is the only thing that you would change?
I would change that, yes.
And how would that be worded? The proposed plan amends?
The proposed plan amendment needs to encourage local small-scale industry.
Okay, do you have that, Mindy? Do everybody see what changes he's asking for? So we need a second to that amendment.
Second.
Okay, the amendment's been moved and seconded by Member Greger. The motion was made by Member Lynn, just for clarification. Discussion on the amendment? Okay, clerk call the roll on the amendment.
Bob?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes. Okay, the amendment to the third paragraph on the second page has been changed, or has been voted for unanimously. So now we will, any other discussion on the motion as amended? Okay, will the clerk call the roll on the motion to support the letter as amended?
Mark?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Okay, we have the unanimous support from the Assembly with a little modification to the proposed amendments to the Tongass Land and Resource Management Plan. So that moves forward. Next item on the agenda is Papke's Landing, Kuprinoff, and Entrance Island Dock Facilities. And I will, since you have to make a motion on the positive, I will entertain a motion to accept. Not that we're accepting the offer, but make a motion to accept the offer from the state for the three facilities, the one at Entrance Island at Hobart Bay, the dock at Kuprinoff, and the Papke's Landing dock at roughly 10 mile out the road. So I'll entertain a motion.
So move.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, a motion's been, did you kind of get the gist of that motion, Mindy? Okay. It's been, motion's been made by Member Lynn and seconded by Member Loganakis, and just for the sake of discussion, when we were in Juneau, Councilman Beebe from Kuprinoff was in the room, and our lobbyist Ray Matuszewski, Assemblymember Lynn, and Loganakis and myself, and Mike Lukshin from the state DOT, and they gave us an offer of $738,000 and change to take over these three facilities. And in one of his letters, he said it was an offer that was more than the first offer, which was a couple weeks prior to that, down in the manager's office, of $258,000. But during our comprehensive plan, when we had the engineer assess the conditions of just the two facilities, the one at Papke's and the one at Kuprinoff, the total bill to fix those two facilities was $2.5 million. And they're offering us $730,000 to take them over. Another thing that was kind of a question that has arisen was you get the harbors or the floating, the infrastructure, but you don't get the land. The land belongs to DNR. So one question in my mind is that transferable? And if it is, if there's a core permit that goes along with that, is that transferable? So we've got a lot to discuss. So that's my two cents. Normally I wait and speak last, but I just couldn't stand it. Anyway.
Mr. Mayor, point of clarification, the land you're referring to is the Tidelands with them each?
I believe, yes.
Thank you.
So any other discussion on this? Nancy?
Once again, I think we shouldn't even be discussing this until they're in a service area.
But I want to know, in addition now, where the funding for operation and maintenance might possibly come from. I don't think, I'm going to be voting no.
That's a good point. And I think, you know, I don't know how to go about this. I wanted it on the agenda as an action item under new business so we could, you know, discuss it, make a motion, discuss it formally, and then right now I'm not in favor of this either. And part of the discussion with Mr. Lukshin from the state was if we don't accept this offer and it's just you keep them, what happens? He said, well, if they get in too much disrepair, we'll take them out. So do we want to take them and if they get in disrepair be the bad guys, or do we want the state to be the bad guys? I think that, you know, two of these facilities, you know, would it'd be very important to keep them in place, but how do we afford to do it? You know, and I'm referring to the Papke's facility and the Kuprinoff facility. That's my opinion. So how do we come up with a plan where we could take these and fund them? I guess we could tell them we don't accept your offer at this time, or give them, you know, give them some reasoning why. Nancy?
I think if we wait, leave them with the state, maybe they'll fix them. If enough people called to tell them how necessary they think they are, perhaps they'll fix them. Otherwise, if we could tear them out for $728,000, maybe we should.
Yeah. So, Cindy?
I'm just looking back over my notes because there was a lot that we covered, and
that was a long
we were
meeting.
A little taken aback by the dollar amount. Mike Lukshin went into some detail talking about Tier 1 and Tier 2 project funding as a way to take on some of the maintenance issues, but there's no guarantee that there would be money in those programs, so that makes me a little bit concerned. And they did raise the question of the core permits specifically for Papke's, and what I have written is they would transfer the permits if they can. There's issues with the Corps of Engineer database, and I had forgotten that even though I wrote it down. And that we would need the Tidelands permit, and that the land the pier is on might not transfer with the facility. So I almost think the state needs to sort some of this out, and maybe it would be best to table this discussion, not say no, but leave it out there until they can get us more definitive information.
Bob?
Yeah. Well, if we were to accept those, I have some of the same concerns you do about Entrance Island is the liabilities to the borough. And would probably what you would have to do would probably take the major part of that money if you contracted it to be able to destroy that facility there, even though it's just a dock there in the water. Having some past experience with the Tidelands permits and the Corps of Engineers permits with Papke's Landing, is that there's a lot of questions in my mind. The Tidelands permits do not transfer directly. We would have to apply for those. I don't know what's in the Tidelands permit, as neither does anybody else here. And also the core permit. Sometimes the core permit is not transferable and you start over from scratch. And we don't know any of that. Cindy makes a good point that maybe what we should do is to go back and say we would like, with a list of questions, I'm thinking out loud now, with a list of questions, what we have, you know, the questions we have to ask to them before we're willing to take that over, i.e. what the Tidelands permit, or the Tidelands permits are with copies, whether they'll transfer, whether they won't, you know, and let them do the homework with DNR and with maybe with the Corps. It might be worth our, and then also encouragement at the same time that to provide an offer without Entrance Island, where they take care of it themselves. I don't know, I'm thinking out loud.
Yeah.
But they were, when we were there, they were pretty adamant that it was all or nothing deal, is the way I walked away with. And I thought Mark
made that has been his position on it, but yeah. I mean, now we're in the negotiating stage, so it's our time to make an offer back, and I agree with Cindy's idea of possibly tabling this until we could get more information about the transfer of the, you know, Tidelands and what are the stipulations or conditions of the core permits, if there are any. And I think we need to know the whole picture. And then we ask them for $3 million, and then they know where we stand.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That's just, you know, trying to add some humor to this, because it isn't very funny because of the condition of the state. Nancy?
I think where we stand is it's not enough money.
At this point, it isn't.
And so I think we should just say no and see if they come back with another offer. And people who want to maintain the float need to contact the state for maintenance, since the state is regulating it now, owns it now.
Yeah. That's another approach, Jay.
My 2 cents, for whatever it's worth, is all money aside or service areas aside, we're not even looking at this with a complete picture of information. So I would move to table this. I'd move to table this.
Until we get more information on
until such time when we have information that allows us to make a more educated decision. That's an okay way to phrase it?
I would think so, yeah.
Cool.
Okay, second?
Second it.
Okay, clerk call the roll.
Eric.
Yes.
Jay.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Nancy.
Yes.
Cindy.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes, okay, the discussion on the transfer of the three facilities from the state to the borough has been tabled till we can get more information, and I'm sure Steve is just looking forward to digging into that for us. And we'll, if we get some questions that we want to ask, I believe we're going to be meeting with DNR over Southeast Conference. Liz and I are going to go talk to them about land transfer issues, so we could bring it up to them at the same time, maybe. So give them a little heads up ahead of time and see what they can do. Okay, anybody have any communications? One thing, I've got an email today from the secretary at SEPA, and they've actually taken a, you know, given their opinion on the Tongass Land and Resources Management Plan, and I forwarded that, I believe I did. I thought I hit the right button to the assembly members, but it doesn't give us much time, only up till midnight. So that's their position on it, and then we've taken ours, so. Assembly discussion items, recognitions. Does anybody have any recognitions tonight? Cindy?
I've got one, and the Arts Council finally got Eric Larson's statue installed in the park, thanks to the borough for their help on that. And I've heard several names mentioned as being a part of that, but initially there was a committee of citizens who helped with the design selection. And those folks included Brian Poust, Bill Tremblay, Dave Reamer, Peter Schultz, Polly Lee, Patty Norheim, and Michelle Funt was the president of the Arts Council during that time. So I just wanted to make sure that folks knew all of those people had been involved, and I really want to give Eric a nod for all of the dogging of this. It's been a really complicated process, right, and it's good to see that finally in place.
Yeah, I looked at it today. It looks nice. Mm-hmm. Nice addition. Any other recognitions? I'd like to recognize the people, and I don't know all the names, that have been helping on the Children's Center. You know, people have given donations, and I know if Assembly Member Len has been busy with his expertise helping on that, so that's great to see that moving forward. Next discussion item on the agenda is the marijuana ordinance, and we have a list of questions for the Assembly that the administration has put forward. I guess, Steve, did you come?
If I may.
Yeah.
In your packets is a entirely different ordinance than what you saw last time. After going through our attorney's recommendations and looking through it, we needed to find a way to simplify things. I actually took our current alcohol ordinance, used that as a base, and made some minor changes to it to add the marijuana thing to it. And it worked much, much better for the attorney. And we ended up with something that's a lot closer to being, you know, meets the needs of the borough. So that's what's in your packet, is a totally brand new thing you've never seen before, with some changes done by us internally as well as the attorney to bring it up to speed. What you have also is a list of 6 questions that we have that we kind of need some guidance on to fill in the blanks on this ordinance before we finalize it enough to bring it back to the Assembly for actually officially a vote. So I'd like to go through those questions if no one has an objection, and I'll explain them as we go. You know, the first one is, should the borough have a separate local license for marijuana facilities? What this is about, basically, the state is doing licensing now. Do you want the borough to get into the licensing business? I'll be honest with you, I recommend that you don't. It's just an extra level of administration and hassle. We don't currently license businesses. We have a sales tax registration. This would actually create a whole another set of bureaucracy where we'd have to. The advantage is you might collect some revenue off of it, but I don't think it's significant. But anyway, I mean, that's one of the questions. Does the Assembly want the borough to have a separate marijuana license for each of the four types of facilities that we would have to manage and collect money on and so forth? So,
This is just under discussion items. Should we go through these like we are and maybe present them to the Assembly again at the next meeting where we can take action on them, and then we'll have more input from Eric and Jay and the chief on their, you know, what their take is from
great
idea. Visit in Wrangell.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So,
yeah.
But we could definitely just.
I answer questions if anybody has.
A good idea.
If I'm not making any sense of any of these.
Can I add something to your number one right
sure.
there? Both in Washington and Colorado, and I think we'll find in Alaska also, the local separate license has been deemed cost prohibitive because both Washington and Colorado. Been very intelligent, as like Alaska, and have their hands open to get much money for state permits, and they found it more cost prohibitive for encouraging business to this point.
Okay.
If that's a fair way to put it.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Under the regulations, do the state regulations, any application then under one set of the regulations, any application had to come back to the borough for approval? Is
correct.
That still there?
That is still there.
Okay.
Yeah. The state has overarching, they do the research, they make sure the person's qualified, doesn't have the wrong kind of a prison record or whatever, and there must be a kind of an acceptance at the borough level of that license before it's finally
issued. And do the regs still read that if the borough says no, that they will deny the permit? Does that read that way?
I'm not sure. Jay, do you know?
I'm not positive, but I believe it's in what we set up tonight, the local control board has that option to do that. That's why we're there, in theory, with that. We can put the kibosh on something that does not meet for our local needs. It's kind of the local out portion of that.
Thank you.
And as last I read it.
Add it to the list of trying to make sure.
It again, too, but as far as I understand.
Cindy?
Would it be possible to put this list of questions, and I realize this could open up a can of worms, on the borough's website so that folks could weigh in if they wanted to and see what questions are?
I humbly think that's a great idea. I've been... The more feedback, the merrier.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Number two was, should the borough allow a marijuana facility on borough-owned property? I'm not talking about who runs it. I'm just saying, you know, borough has Tidelands lease. You know, somebody wants to, you know, or borough owns a piece of property and somebody wants to lease it, or, you know, do you want to allow a marijuana facility on borough property? Don't have to answer it now.
Leased land.
Leased land, yeah, we would assume anything else would be something we would sell, but
right.
So that's a, you know, by the way, that also would include if you said yes to that and the borough got into the business, then it would be legal. If you said no to this, the borough really couldn't get into the marijuana business in any way, shape, or form. That's one way to look at it, too. Should the borough allow on-site use of marijuana at a retail location? That is something that is clearly a local decision. The state statute allows it, as long as locally you say thumbs up and allow that. So it's something the Assembly will have to weigh in on and say, yes, we're going to allow on-site use at a retail location or not. Should the borough limit the hours of operation for retail marijuana store? State regulations state that the retail business must be closed from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. each day. That's it. We have a much more elaborate schedule for our bars. That's one way to do it, is tie it to our, you know, our current bar schedule. But the Assembly will need to set that and decide what they want to do with the hours of operation. Should the borough set a maximum number of permits within the community? And again, there's four types of facilities. So you're talking about setting a maximum by type. Types are cultivation, manufacturing, testing, and retail. So do you want to say only one retail or only one, you know, whether the borough wants to get into that or not, limiting those numbers or not? Yes, sir.
What was the experience in Colorado and Washington State on that? Did they leave
They've done some different things, and I'm going to mix the two of them up probably because one did one thing and one did the other. In one state, they said no one, and this is kind of a slightly different than this question, but in one state they said you can't grow it and sell it. They have to be separate people. In the other state, they said that's okay. So in both states, as a general rule, they are not limiting the number of permits. At a local level, communities are allowed to do that. So it comes down to the question is, do you want to let free enterprise just kind of run and allow the state to sell as many permits as they want? Or does the borough assembly want to say, we're only going to allow one retail permit or one, you know, manufacturing permit or something like that? So, and then the last one kind of is, should the borough restrict any one of the four types of locations associated, which is cultivation, manufacturing, testing, and retail? You can actually ban. The state statute allows the borough to say, we're not going to allow any manufacturing. Or we're going to allow retail, but not cultivation. By the way, that would make your retail not work. But so the assembly has the right to decide that. You can ban any one of the four different types. There are ramifications, obviously. If you can't test it, then it makes it pretty hard to have any of the others. So that's pretty much it. I mean, again, it's fairly simplistic. We tried to approach the ordinance as letting the state file the burden of proof here. In other words, they do all the hard work. The borough can collect sales tax on the sales if a retail operation opens up. We cannot add an excise tax without going back in front of the voters. At least that's what our attorney says at this point. So we would have, like we did with the cigarette thing, we'd have to go back to the voters to say we'd like to pass a fill-in-the-blank additional excise tax. So at this point, borough revenue, if something was to open up, would be purely sales tax, and then any revenue sharing that the state may choose to share down the road. But you know, that it's, again, it's a fairly simplistic ordinance. I encourage you to look at it, make sure we didn't you know, again, we're trying to allow the state statute to drive everything. It makes it easier on law enforcement. They don't have to kind of figure out, you know, what state versus local, and most of the state stuff is, you know, it's set up as basically citations. And, you know, so Kelly's folks, if it came down to it, could file a citation for someone under the state statute, and, you know, away we go. So,
my personal opinion is, looking at the way you mirrored the marijuana or connected the marijuana ordinance to the liquor ordinance with a few changes mm-hmm. in words and stuff, it looked like it would work for me anyway.
I would concur with it that it pretty much mirrors alcohol, and I think that idea works pretty well.
Simpler the better.
It was a lot simpler than what we tried the first time around. I mean, we used two different other communities as a model, and and it just was a mess. And this works better. But those are the questions that, for the moment, and you know, if you come up with any others, we'll get it on the website. If anybody else comes up, get them to us. But within the context of that ordinance, these are things that the borough assembly can choose to, you know, further restrict or specify. And, you know, for example, on the number of permits, if the borough assembly doesn't specify anything, then there's no maximum. It's just whatever the, you know, the state board approves. Again, the simpler the better from the standpoint. If you want to specify, then we'll have to write that into the ordinance.
So maybe it doesn't even have to be at the next meeting if we need to answer those questions. And when we start going through the ordinance process, we can answer the questions. Mm-hmm. And then I think it'd be interesting to get the feedback from the meeting in Wrangell.
Yeah, absolutely.
First part of March.
March 1st.
Yeah, I guess it is the first part. Yeah.
Okay. And as I think somebody mentioned, I mean, today somebody could apply for a permit in Petersburg. They'd go through the state, and it'll, you know, they meet all the right qualifications. That can be granted. Nothing the assembly has done or not done here will affect that, other than there's a bit of a grandfathering thing. You know, if the assembly decides that, no, we're only going to allow one permit, and the state issues two permits, you're not going to have authority to stop that, probably, because we didn't have an ordinance in place at the time that the state passes it.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it seems like the number of retail permits is going to be kind of self-regulating. If it can't make any money out of it, it'll just kind of...
The biggest restriction is actually not going to be in the state permits. It's going to be in the testing.
Right.
The way the state drew the ordinance, the statute up, you need a scientific director for the testing facility who basically must have served time in a lab and be a degreed professional.
PhD with 2 years experience, master's and 4 years experience, or a bachelor's and 6 years experience.
And the experience is in a lab. So my guess is you're not going to have very many folks who qualify for that. If you don't have a testing facility, none of the rest of this can open, unless there's a portable unit or something like that.
And Mr. Mayor, that was actually an interesting conversation that came up with the Wrangell representatives of Municipal League, was to put a testing facility have a floating testing facility and have that move between communities, and that would get past the problem of us being on an island.
Correct.
Which I had not.
And somebody may think of that, but currently, if somebody wanted to open up even if you had licensed growers, cultivators here, and licensed retailers, they cannot legally sell without it being officially tested in that testing facility. There's some pretty strict rules about it. That's going to be a big hurdle for most folks. So.
Nancy, you had a comment?
Well, I think the state has regulated it enough. And if we were to add a fee, the black market would continue pretty much like it is. And there's everybody who applies for a permit should be allowed, because the state has pretty much put the kibosh on it. If one thing doesn't work, something else will.
Bob, did you have a comment?
No.
Any other discussion on the marijuana ordinance? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So.
Adjourned at 7:28.